Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, before we start the show, here's a quick word from ZipRecruiter.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/begin. That's ziprecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
This stuff is great, but it's like a lid.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Tonight we were out late. We took a ride out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. I tell you where the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before. I won't change. Anyway, you know, remind me, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah.
I just need it for
bring it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him, and we hit the deer, and his paw, what do you call it?
The paw.
What do you call it? The hoof got caught in the grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do that. Anyway.
Delicious.
Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down. That's what I mean.
I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I wanna be with you.
Why don't you settle down?
Did Tommy ever tell you about my painting?
No.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I like this one. One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
Bob Zeska!
Bob! Bob! Bob!
The Bob Zeska Show.
That was Lev Parnas, Rudy Giuliani, and Robert Hyde at Mama Parnas' house. Having dinner, having some pasta. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, January 16, 2020, and this is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com, the greatest damn soap ever. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1092 of the Trump crisis, day 117 of the impeachment of Donald Trump, 292 days into the 2020 presidential election. Yeah, we only have one goth ninja today. Are you kidding me? Well, let's do it. It is.
Well, that was some weird shit.
I know you love the Jurassic Park version of this.
I do.
It is T-Rex David Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast. Patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Go there, support a show. And thank you for joining me today, my friend. And I think.
My pleasure.
Jody is off in Cabo, I believe. having a nice Cabo vacation. I asked her if she wanted to switch places with me, where I go to Cabo with Lonnie, and then she were to go to Colorado with my family, which is where I was. But I am back in the captain's chair. Yeah, I seriously did. I was in a...
I gotta say, you know, I would go anywhere with Lonnie just so I could get the secrets of his skincare regime. Have you noticed that he's got, like, really eerily perfect skin?
He does. I notice that. I notice that every time I see a picture of the two of them together. I go, oh, my God, what does he use to moisturize? Does he do, like, the Patrick Bateman routine in the morning with the,
I think,
know,
this
the,
is a Los Angeles
gel mask?
Thing. We're just completely outclassed. We will never belong in Los Angeles because we just aren't pretty enough.
No, no, you definitely know, it's not. Like, our ruddy complexions,
Like, they had to get, you know, you had to get Botox just to get a driver's license in California, you know?
That's right. We're not saying Lonnie has Botox. We're just saying, wow, look at that man's skin. That man has flawless skin, Jody's husband, Lonnie. Yeah, I said, well, maybe Jody could go to Colorado with my family, and then I could go to Cabo with Lonnie. But I had a great time in Colorado with my family. The only downside to being...
Was it here with your family?
What's that? Well, no, obviously not. But the only downside is that that climate out there, where it is high altitude. I think where we were at Keystone, Colorado, was 9,200 feet in elevation and altitude out there. And then the air is just so bone dry. The last night that we spent there, I think we spent four nights, the last night, it was like breathing sandpaper. It was so excruciating because, you know, it was snow most of the time. And then once the snow cleared out, it became sunny and clear. It was that high pressure system, which further dried out the air. And so the next morning I woke up and asked around. I said, well, how'd you sleep last night? Off and on. The consensus was off and on. Was it really dry in your room? Oh, my God. Yes. Was it hot? Yes. It was blazing hot. And that's what happens, because you end up going in and out of the, you're out in the freezing cold, and then you come in and it's blazing hot. And it's this, it's almost like a hot pocket where it's frozen on the outside, but blazingly, scaldingly hot in the middle. That's what it's like going to, they can use this in their tourism. Going to Keystone, Colorado is like eating a hot pocket. You know,
with your whole existence. Yeah.
I throw that out there. They can run with that if they want. Yeah, but I, you know, everyone went skiing. I did not go skiing because I'm a coward. I think that's the,
this is the
word.
Thing. Me personally, I fell out. I was in a zipline accident when I was 10 years old. Fell 15
feet.
Oh my God. Broke my leg in three places. And then in the middle of all that, my parents got divorced. So like sensations of falling are not pleasant for me.
Jesus.
Like do not take me to an amusement park. Don't put me on a log ride even, or a roller coaster. Like none of that is pleasant.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like one of those cats that you pick up and they immediately start thrashing and clawing everything in sight to get down again. Yeah.
That's right.
I feel you on that, but I want to try cross country skiing really bad.
That is like running if your feet are tied to the ground.
I like running.
See, to me, the problem with cross-country skiing is working up the sweat on the inside. Again, it's like the hot pocket scenario. You're frozen on the outside, but you're sweating and blazingly hot on the inside. And that's, I don't know how you would find some sort of temperature equilibrium there that would not give you some form of harrowing pneumonia or something like that. I mean, what's the appeal to cross-country skiing? I don't quite understand.
It's beautiful. You see all this amazing scenery, and the snow is gorgeous, and the frozen air just sparkles. And this is where my Swedish roots come in. I'm totally like, give me snow, give me cold.
You and Kimberly, like, man, you guys, you both.
I suffer in the heat so bad. Yeah. I got like, my roots are from Ireland and Sweden, and I'm like meant to be living on a dark, cloudy island.
That's right.
And I live here in the blazing hot South,
right?
Where it's like, 290 days of sunshine a year, and it just, ugh.
Well, you want to know really why Kimberly and I have sex in the refrigerator? It's because Kimberly's like got this Norland blood. I mean, she just loves that sort of Nordic climate, and the only way to I don't want to get into too many details, but the only way to deal with that, get in the fridge. All right, let's load up, wedge our bodies in there, make sure to bring the jaws of life so we can get out.
But I got to know, like, you're both so tall. Do you have like is your freezer on top or bottom in your refrigerator?
The freezer is on the top. And we just removed the shelves. See, I'm elaborating too much. The truth is that our entire apartment is the refrigerator. That's the key. Right. That's the secret. It's not just that we're in the refrigerator. It's just that our entire apartment is the same temperature as like being in a refrigerator. So that's how we...
You're actually like renting a former walk-in cooler. From a, like I like your apartment. This door is odd. It, usually these are on. Oh, it's really cold in here.
Yeah, that's right. We have.
Look at the sides of meat.
That's right. We keep the meat and the outrage cold in our apartment. That's a that's the whole point. All right, hey, let's dig into things.
Speaking of outrage, we're going to talk about Les Parnas.
Yes, let's do it.
We're Les Parnas.
Sing along.
If you have any doubt, it's gonna take him out, Ukraine.
Thank you, Tiny Trump. Tiny Trump, I had to leave a feeder inside of Tiny Trump's cigar box so he could eat while I was gone. You know, like what you do.
You're going to come in and he's just going to be cold and stiff at the bottom of his cigar box.
Dare to dream, huh? Hey, don't say that about this.
We'll have a funeral for him, and at the end, we'll flush a toilet.
You know, you know those things if you have a fish tank and you leave the, it's like it's shaped like a seashell, and you drop it in there, and it gradually releases food into the water, so that your goldfish doesn't die while you're away. That's what I did with Tiny Trump. So he was fine.
Well, we got to make this a date. When the Trump presidency is over,
yeah,
we will have a makeshift funeral for Tiny Trump and flush him down the toilet at the end. Like,
all right, you're
like
on.
Like a hamster. Yeah.
We'll turn it into a party and have everyone over as we flush Tiny Trump down the toilet.
You can't let that happen to me.
No, we will, because you will. You will be done one of these days, Tiny Trump. Okay, so what do we got here? So we're talking about Lev Parnas here in just a second, because that fucking interview last night. Oh my God.
I have so many questions. But before we even, how did this even happen?
Yeah.
Like, did his attorney just like call MSNBC and was like, could you put me through to the Rachel Maddow show, please?
Yeah.
Yes, this is attorney for Lev Parnas.
Right. Well, I mean, again, that's the thing. I mean, I played the Goodfellas thing at the top of the show for a very specific reason, because these guys are thugs. And I figured this is so strange, because you figure thugs have some kind of omerta, some sort of vow of silence where they don't rat out on their friends and so on. But I guess we've called this Stupid Watergate 2, Stupider Watergate. That's the name of this particular part of the scandal. So you have to bear in mind the stupid part of that.
Russian people are not super loyal, from what I understand. It's not like we're here. We're like our friends. We're with you throughout thick and thin. All the Russian people I've known, even if you're really good friends with them, they still kind of find ways to let you know that they will eat you if it gets cold enough.
That's, you know, right. That's the Russian tough guy thing. Yeah.
And so I feel like Lev has sensed the winter in the air, and it's like, he's like sizing up, you know, Igor's calves for roasting.
Right. He's drawing the little diagram that you see on the side of a cow at a butcher shop.
Exactly.
You know, take that. I'm going to take his back hip area and we'll
the chops.
Yeah, that's right. We'll fry that up and maybe throw in some onions and some sauce, and it'll be tasty.
And a nice Chianti.
But I mean, before we dig into Lev, I mean, did you watch the video of the impeachment articles being delivered down to the Senate? I love Chris Lavoie's tweet after that happened. He said,
"I didn't watch that."
He said,
"I was washing dishes, so I had it on speaker."
Well, Chris Lavoie tweeted, Chris Lavoie from the Stephanie Miller Show. He said, "I love how delightfully analog this whole process is," which I thought was a great way to put it, because it is. It was like a procession where someone in the front, the clerk, was holding the impeachment articles in some sort of container that looked like it was from the 1700s or something like that. And then it was Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, of course, and then several others behind them in this whole procession from one chamber over to the Senate chamber, where then they walked into the Senate chamber with those articles, and then Mitch McConnell received the impeachment articles. I just love that.
Was there a nun with a bell going ahead of them going, "Shame, shame"?
That's right.
Shame.
Oh, man, if that could be the punishment, if we could do the Game of Thrones punishment for all
the
of these rat bastards. Yes, the walk of shit from maybe from the White House down to the Capitol building, naked, down the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue, with everyone hurling feces and vomit at them. That would be great, spitting in their faces and Yeah, cutting their hair off. That would
you're
that.
Kind of good. Okay, Bill, you're scaring me a little bit, Bob.
Am I getting too detailed? Am I getting too enthusiastic about
you're liking this?
This
a little too much, yeah.
That's right. I mean, it was either that or the Ramsey Bolton solution, and I don't think we want to go down that road. That's a little bit gross. But, I mean, if they were to do the walk of shame, I think that's acceptable for them. I mean, cutting off all of Donald Trump's hair using really, you know, sort of dull and rusty scissors, that'd be great. Mm. Like old-timey, like the kind of scissors they used in the Middle Ages. Boy, I can imagine a lot of enthusiasm generating about that. Now everything less than that is going to be a disappointment, isn't it? Are we going too far? Are we overreaching with our expectations for this? I think we might be.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you consider he'll probably die peacefully in his sleep at some... at Doral.
Well, no, we'll just simply be flushing him down the toilet.
Yes, exactly.
Like you can't let that happen to me!
Shit.
Yeah, if you like,
there was a piece of graffiti here in Athens, Georgia, in one of the restaurant bathrooms. I can't remember which one, but it was like, if Elvis was so great, why'd they have to bury him in the backyard like a hamster? And someone wrote under that, because he was too big to flush.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, I just heard, I guess this past month is the anniversary of Elvis's comeback in Hawaii, that comeback concert. Mm,
the black leather suit.
Yeah, the black leather suit, where he apparently didn't use any drugs for a few days before that. I'm not sure if he was using them during the show, but he tried to get his shit together before that Hawaii show. But anyway, we have Rachel's interview with Lev Parnas last night, which, you know what, the first surprising thing was to hear his voice. Because I was thinking full on like Russian accent, but that was a Russian, that was like the best of both worlds. It was the Russian accent mixed with like the New York Mafia Goodfellas
a soprano,
accent.
Soprano, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy God. And so
I'm fascinated by his lawyer.
Yeah.
That guy sat there like so rigid.
I know.
And kind of wild-eyed.
Yeah.
The whole time. I was like, is he about to start screaming? Like, I just, I don't know. I kept watching him, waiting for him. Like, I was counting blinks at one point. Like, oh, he did blink. There he went.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering why he was there in the first place, because he didn't say a goddamn thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was he going to stop Lev if Lev got too close to the line? Or?
Right. Well, I know MSNBC has been replaying the interview. I think it just did, just before we started the show today. But in case you haven't seen it, man, the big takeaway quote from Lev Parnas was, President Trump knew exactly what he was doing. He was aware of all my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president. See, there's my accent for you.
Very nice, very nice.
I can still do accents after being away from things for 5 days. Thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, obviously confirming.
You act like you went to Mars, Bob. It was like only slightly less humid than what you're used to. And you're like, it was hell.
The Mars.
It was horrible. The trauma.
Yes. Oh, you're my like, God. It was like I was
like
in prison.
They let you off the plane and you're like Schwarzenegger in a vacuum. Like, oh, wow.
That's exactly what I looked like. As soon as, well, it wasn't so much once we got on the plane. Once we get out of the car at 9,200 feet where Keystone was, that's when my face started to explode like Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. My eyes bulging out.
I absolutely loved Colorado. Every second that I was there,
really?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You know, like, it was just the most, it was so beautiful. And yeah, it was uncomfortable sometimes going upstairs and things because you'd get winded really easily.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, that was the other downside. The place where we stayed, the elevator was broken. So these are all just for, I'm just hearing myself and going, first world problems, privilege problems, Bob, come on. Nevertheless, we still have Lev Parnas news here. So I guess we need this music.
The whole thing was so bizarre. I mean, it was just so like, how is this happening in our country?
I know.
How is this, like, this is one of the president's right-hand men.
Yeah.
Who was out doing his top-of-the-line, like, top-label, like, I mean, you know, top-priority bidding in Ukraine.
Yeah. I mean, that was what was moving through my head at an alarming rate throughout that entire interview, which is that if these bastards get away with this shit, holy God, is there something terribly malfunctioning in the American system? Because it's so clear what they were doing, and it's been so well corroborated by everyone. I mean, there hasn't been a single bit of mitigating evidence to say, oh, no, what they did was commonplace. There was something that happens all the time. Yes, the president often hires thugs to go around and send back and forth texts about assassinating American ambassadors. I mean, that was one of the most alarming aspects of that.
That was so bizarre. They're like, she's not on her phone, but she's on her computer. You know, she's talked to three people. And they're like, oh, he was drunk. I'm like, okay, wait. Where is he getting this kind of granular level of detail if he's wasted?
Yeah, right, right.
Like, is he, I mean...
We're talking about Robert Hyde.
Robert Hyde, who's running for Congress where?
I don't think he's running for Congress anywhere, but if he did...
He was. No, he was a candidate. Like, up until a few days ago, he was asked to step down. He was running somewhere.
Oh, hang on, my God. Well, it had to have been a heavily gerrymandered district then. Because I don't see that guy. I mean, according to Lev Parnas, this guy Robert Hyde, who sent all these texts hinting that he'd like to assassinate Marie Yovanovitch to get her out of the way so they can continue doing this plot with Burisma and trying to frame the Bidens. And so Lev Parnas was saying that he was just kind of patronizing Robert Hyde as Hyde was sending him all these texts. He was just replying, oh, great, LOL. You know, the sort of thing that you do when you want to just, you want to check in and respond.
Connecticut.
But you don't, yeah.
He's currently a congressional candidate in Connecticut, Robert Hyde.
Interesting, because that's that's a weird...
But the FBI went to his house today in Connecticut, according to The Hill.
Yeah, yeah. FBI agents were seen outside his home and office, and not surprisingly. But they were also seen climbing over piles and piles of empty Jaeger bottles. So I just made that part up. But, I mean, apparently, according to Lev Parnas, this guy is always hammered. I mean, always hammered. And this is coming from a guy who talks...
And when
talks
a Russian says that...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Oh, my God. Coming from a Russian, that means that Robert Hyde must have, like, an IV drip of Ripple or something like that while he's sleeping. That's how often he's drinking. Because, you have to get up pretty early in the morning to outpace a Russian on the alcohol front, right?
I've had, like... In the past, drunken late night back and forth with people about things.
Yeah.
And it didn't read anything like surveillance of a U.S. ambassador.
That's right.
It just didn't.
No.
Call me crazy, but I just.
Yeah.
I don't see where the joke is. Like, we're just drunk and joking around. This does not recognize anything like humor. This is like the Ann Coulter defense.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking when I called those 9/11 widows whores.
Well, yeah. And in fact, this is the question.
It's like, jokes require a punchline and humor, and there's all sorts of things that are missing, Ann. But go on.
Well, I mean, this is the big umbrella question in all of this, and I wrote this down specifically to ask you, do we believe Lev Parnas? I mean, I don't know. Generally, I think he was believable, but
I think there's a mix of truth and lies that he's still, yeah. I mean, because everyone else in the, this whole cabal has been exactly that way. They've given away certain things and admitted to certain things and continued to lie about other things until they were absolutely positively forced to stop.
Well, I think he's desperate to cover his own ass. And in that regard, he's got motive to say what he needs to say in order to wiggle out of legal jeopardy here. So I think maybe that might have been his motivation to go to Rachel or to simply present some sort of counter narrative to what he's been hearing on right-wing talk radio and Fox News Channel and Donald Trump's Twitter feed. So maybe that was also the reason. But I do believe it was ultimately about, hey, look, I regret all of this stuff, so don't throw me in jail for too long because I wouldn't last very long in there. And it seems like that might be his motivation. But in that regard, he could have been extensively making shit up, but it just didn't seem like it was... bullshit. And I know part
everything
of that
kind
is,
of rang true to me, except for that when he was talking about Robert Hyde.
Yeah.
The whole business about who he was working for and where his orders came from and all that, it was abundantly clear that he was,
I completely agree with you. I'm right there with you on that, because it seemed like his excuse for saying LOL and great and whatever to Robert Hyde's threats against Marie Yovanovitch seemed like a guy who was cheating on his wife and trying to come up with an excuse. Oh, I wasn't really texting with that woman. She was texting me, and I was just trying to be friendly. Oh, sure. Right. Okay. That's why you sent a picture of your dick or whatever it is. It's obvious that he was spinning that to make it seem like his responses were just...
And they were talking about other things, like, as it was going on, like, I'm going to set this up with this. There was, like, other tactical or strategic stuff that they were working on.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't buy it.
Well, meanwhile, Trump was fully aware of the efforts to pressure Ukraine to dig up damaging information about the Bidens on his behalf, according to Lev Parnas. He said that in an interview with Rachel, he said he regularly communicated with top Republican fundraisers regarding his efforts. So it seems like, and that's the other big takeaway from this, is that almost everyone was in the loop. And in fact, Lev Parnas said, yeah, everyone was in the loop. So you've got Pompeo, you've got Bill Barr, was in the loop.
What's fascinating to me is that it's kind of all for nothing, because I don't think Biden's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, well, that's just it. That's what they're
and they're like you know, you, well, if you try to subpoena John Bolton, we'll subpoena Hunter Biden. I'm like, oh, that will be absolutely devastating to the Warren campaign. Hunter Biden is the new Uranium One.
Yeah,
like they are just completely fixated on him, and I'm like, well, I'll be sure not to vote for Hunter Biden for president.
Right, right.
What a creep. I mean, just like they're totally like hairing off on one of their right wing weird, just like. Guys, this doesn't mean anything to anyone but you.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing that we have to constantly reinforce in our heads. The big picture in all of this is that, one, Donald Trump tried to exploit American foreign policy in order to cheat in the election, undermine the Joe Biden campaign. And in the process, he also exploited American foreign policy in order to secure Senate jurors to be on his side, to vote on his side. Mm-hmm. So he's not only he tried to tamper with the election, but then he got impeached because he was trying to tamper with the election by using American foreign policy to do so. And then in the process of the impeachment, he's trying to do it the same exact thing again by attacking Iran to appease certain Republican senators who are going to be in the jury for the impeachment trial. So my God, the brazenness with which this is being executed by Donald Trump.
But we've been saying over and over that he's transactional.
Yeah, right, like right.
That's the nature of the beast here, that he gives and takes. You know, gives with one hand, takes with the other. And yeah. It just everything is for some other ostensible purpose, but...
Well,
I've got to take my hat off to Nancy Pelosi. And I think we kind of touched on this a couple of weeks ago when Adam Schiff was also like, yeah, we can slow walk these articles over to the Senate.
Yeah.
And we were like, more shit's coming. They must know.
There's
going to be more evidence. And sure enough, you know, and yesterday people were talking, there was some Republican pundit on MSNBC, you know, talking about how, you know, Pelosi had misplayed her hand by hanging on to them for as long. And someone was like, are you kidding me?
No.
With the trove of documents that just came out last night?
Yeah. Like, I mean, she has played this. I think she knew.
Yeah. I think she knew that this was coming.
Well, I think she's savvy enough to understand that when someone's out of their depth and then they start trying to scam the system, that they end up impeaching themselves, that they end up indicting themselves, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, the best comparison to what Donald Trump is doing, I guess maybe an idiot version of this, is that Donald Trump is making such horrendous decisions that it reminds me totally of Walter White. I mean, the whole thing with Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is just a series of bad decisions from an otherwise intelligent person. Now, Donald Trump is not an intelligent person. Donald Trump is nowhere near as smart as Walter White was written to be. But
I'm sorry, I'm lost in thoughts of Jesse Pinkman.
Well, yeah, I guess who would Jesse Pinkman be in all this? Not Mike Pence.
Pence, I said Jesse Pinkman.
Pinkman, oh. Okay, gotcha. I got it. But
I'm kicking you, bitch.
But Mike Pence is in on it too. So I guess that works too. I mean, so what we also learned from Lev Parnas last night is when Mike Pence canceled his trip to Zelensky's inauguration, that was a shot across the bow. That was the White House saying, hey, look, we're serious about this shit. We're serious. If you don't give us this investigation, we're going to fuck you up. And that was absolutely what the whole plot was. You have to announce an investigation into the Bidens, because whenever they say Burisma, what they mean is Bidens. And so if you don't start an investigation into the Bidens, you're going to lose the United States entirely, and not just on this set of Javelin missiles that were supposed to be delivered. Everything.
Handwritten notes from the Ritz-Carlton say investigate the Bidens. It doesn't say anything about Burisma.
Yes, that's right. His handwritten notes from the Ritz-Carlton. Does that speak volumes about this or what? Let's just leave a big fucking paper trail of all the information so that as soon as investigators get their hands on it, we know exactly what was going on.
Again, he had a thing for letterhead, I think, that like Lev was like, because he did some stuff on like Rudy's letterhead.
Yeah.
You know, he would be like, ooh, embossed paper. Let me take notes on this. Dumbass.
I also noticed that I think maybe Lev Parnas is getting some hair care tips from Donald Trump, because the, oh my God, the twisting, turning trajectory of that guy's hairline was fascinating. I found myself listening carefully, but staring at the hair that was just so desperate to take those three hairs and turn them into an entire coiffure was,
you know, I didn't admirable. Even really notice Lev Parnas's hair. I was so riveted by his lawyer's crazy crank eyes.
Now, like, wait a minute. Which one of us is the gay one then?
These guys all look like Shrek anyway. I mean, like I don't even remember if he has hair. Yeah. I mean, they're such little ogres.
Yeah, they look like, you know, like low-level mafia figures. That's what they look like.
Like they should be standing there in a polyester tracksuit.
I'm positive that Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas each own a wide variety of, you know, velour tracksuits. Exactly. You know what I mean? God, they own all of them. They've just gone out and bought every single one of them. Meanwhile, Trump threatened to withhold more than just military aid. As I was saying before, anything you need from the United States, we're going to just completely screw you, and then you're going to be left to deal with Vladimir Putin on your own. Good luck with that. Good luck getting maybe the French and the Germans to help you out with Putin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and this was all, again, if Zelensky refused to announce the investigations, and that's all they wanted. They didn't want actual they didn't care if there was an actual investigation. All they wanted is the appearance of an investigation so they could say, hey, look, they're investigating. Ha, look, you shouldn't vote for Joe Biden because he's a crook. And that's the extent of it. But it seems to me as if the smart move is, well, you already have 44% of the American voting population supporting you. You've got all of Fox News. You got all of the AM dial on broadcast radio.
But he knows that's not enough. He knows that's not enough to legally win.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he can make up any kind of bullshit and not actually have to do the thing. So he could go around. Donald Trump could have just ignored the plot itself and just said that Biden was being investigated, and Fox News would report that, and he would reinforce it on his Twitter feed, and everyone would go, all the red hats would go, yay, Biden's being investigated. We believe Donald Trump, even though he's lied 16,000 times to the public in less than 3 years. And so that's all they needed. They didn't need to do this whole plot in order to undermine Joe Biden. All they had to do is to say it. Because that's all Donald Trump does, is he says shit that people go, oh, I guess then he must have actually done that. That must be the truth. And it
yeah,
is
why
never.
Why have they gone to all this trouble?
Yeah,
Rudy was in Ukraine like 2 days ago, wasn't he? I mean, they mm-hmm. just sent him back over there in the middle of he's in the middle of a criminal probe by the Southern District of New York.
Well, this is what makes it so frustrating, because it feels like they're just daring us to hold them accountable. Like, oh, yeah, you just try to catch us doing this shit. And that's what's the most frustrating thing about it, is whenever I see a headline going, is Donald Trump lying about Ukraine? Do we believe? Of course he's. Donald Trump lies about everything. He's
Donald Trump would lie to you about what he had for lunch. Okay.
Yeah, right.
It just, like, he lies because it. I know the type. You see them in 12-step meetings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they reform, but, you know, it's not even lying so much as it's just bullshit. It's just this slick of bullshit that they coast on all the time, and they never expect anyone to hold them accountable or to call them on the math, which is always fuzzy, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just bullshit, 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 and it's just how, like, really sleazy salespeople grease the wheels and get their job done. Unfortunately, he somehow managed to grease his way all the way into the Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all on bullshit and plotting. I mean, that's the thing.
Putin.
That's what I mean. I mean, the whole plot to attack the election, I mean, that's why he was elected. And so it's not a question as to whether or not Donald Trump did all these things. I guess the only question really should be, is there enough evidence to prove it? And, I mean, we see it in plain view. I mean,
he's admitted to it multiple times now. He keeps saying over and over. I mean, this is the problem with Donald Trump, is that he can't keep his fucking mouth shut.
Right.
He really is like an 8-year-old with a secret. Like, he just can't, you know, and he just, like, he blabs it, and then he pulls it back, and then he re-blabs it, and then and it's just, oh, God, it will end, right?
I know, I know. Well, here's
please don't let me have another heart attack and die before he leaves office.
Oh, God.
I'm coming up on 2 years since a heart attack, and I just, I'm, oh, every man. Time, it, like, I, it just, like, Oh yeah. My God, I almost died with him as the president.
Hey, do me a big favor. Take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself. Okay.
I'm taking good care of myself. I ran 5K today and...
Because
I'm kind of sleepy right now, actually.
The selfish reason is because people think of my podcast partners as being like Spinal Tap drummers, that they just, all of my podcasts, I'm the guy whose podcast partners all die. You know, I don't want to be that guy. So please, goddammit, take care of yourself, T-Rex. Okay, here's a big question, though. Is it too late to make New Year's resolutions? Is it too late? Are we past the due date?
No.
Is it January?
Anytime you want to, it's never too late to have a good day.
Okay, good.
To start over and call this a good day. What is it? What's your resolution?
Well, in case you can't think of one, here's a suggestion. Resolve to look good in all of your social media photos by, of course, wiping out all your fine lines, wrinkles, and baggy eyes with Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in just a matter of minutes. And, you know, when I took the test, I mean, I don't use it on a daily basis, but I've used it a couple of times because I wanted to see, does this stuff work? And when I took the test, all I had to do was apply this powerful serum to my problem areas, and within 10 minutes... it was like seeing a new me in the refrigerator. And the best part is there's no surgery or Botox involved. It's all natural. Simply put, I was blown away by the test results. Ring in 2020 with confidence, knowing Plexiderm is going to give you smooth, younger-looking skin in just minutes. The best part is it goes on clear, so nobody's going to know you're using it. Leave your under-eye bags and wrinkles in 2019 with Plexiderm. Bye-bye, bags and wrinkles. Hello to a new me. Go to tryplexiderm.com. Use my code SEXYLIBERAL. Again, that's two words. Sexy liberal for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. You're not going to get that anyplace else. So use the code sexy liberal for 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code sexy liberal. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com today. Use the code sexy liberal at checkout. That's triplexiderm.com, code sexy liberal. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Seska Show.
You're on the ground, but 6 feet under. It's been so long since you were walking free and clear. We held you down and made you wonder.
This is brand new music from my friend Richard Turgeon from Pennsylvania. Just released this song today. It's called Running for Your Life. A link in the description to follow all of Rich Turgeon's music. You can also find him on Facebook and social media and every place else. Where he's releasing all this great stuff. I've been playing Rich Turgeon's music on my stereo and in all of my projects for almost 20 years now. And I'm so happy to do it. Again, bobseska.com/music if you want to submit your music. If you're a recording artist, don't submit someone else's music. Make sure to just submit your own music. And I'd love to play it here on the show. Thank you for doing that. Okay, let's move along here with T-Rex David Ferguson. We only have one Goth Ninja today. Yeah, we've got Goth Ninja singular.
I'm even lonelier than normal.
You know what I did before I left for Colorado, David? I bought my own coffee mug from my own cafe press store. So is it like really like egocentric to be drinking coffee out of a mug with your own face on it? Because that's what I'm doing.
It's kind of almost like you're drinking it out of your own skull.
That's some sort of weird, like, mystical Ouroboros where you're drinking your own innards. And I don't know.
It is a snakehead eating the head on the opposite side. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. What is that song?
That's a They Might Be Giants song. It's wonderful.
Oh, really? So what is it called? Ouroboros? Is that what it's called?
I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's, that's one of the images in it, is it?
Oh, I see.
They write the best lyrics ever.
Okay, so based on Parnas's remarks, it looks like Pompeo, Mike Pence, Bill Barr, all in the loop. And in fact, everybody.
Let's talk about Victoria Tensing for a second.
Okay, yes. Joe,
some
Joe
of you
DeGenova.
Will remember. Yeah. The Scooter Libby trial.
Yes.
Scooter Libby, yes.
Yeah, right.
I remember when Victoria Tensing went in front of Congress and just told a massive passel of lies. And I think that it was Russ Feingold at the end of that session who was like, we would like to remind Counselor Tensing that lying to Congress is a federal offense if she needs to amend her testimony at any point in time. And she did go back and amend it later, but it was all very quiet. But I just remember that because she was just like this huge fraud.
Yeah.
And was like a real kind of drag on the defense team, actually, of the Libby trial. And here she is again.
Mm-hmm. And they're all over this Lev Parnas series of stories where
Victoria, like, well, they're all best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, them and Barr, and I'm just like, ugh, that's who our attorney general consorts with, these like discount, like Costco, Fox News lawyers and their mothball smelling clothes and their
In mind, too, that I think Donald Trump invited both Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tensing to the White House to meet with him about actually joining the White House, about becoming either White House counsel or something like, I don't know whether they would become co-counsels or I forget.
But then he was mad because they were just gross when they showed up. They just were like, looked like they had slept in their clothes.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, I thought you were like TV people. You're supposed to be from Central Casting. You just, get him out of here. Get him out of here.
But yeah, that's Joe and Victoria, they were involved in all of these secret meetings that were going on around trying to persuade Zelensky to launch these investigations. It seems to me as if what Trump is doing and what he's always been doing is he is, and this is why everything is so screwy, because they're actually trying to apply Fox News fiction to the real world, and they're actually doing it with people from Fox News. And so, which is Joe and Victoria. They're Joe and Vic are constantly on Fox News Channel. I think that's why Donald Trump is aware of them. In fact, so many of the people that Donald Trump is aware of in politics are just simply because they were paid analysts on Fox News Channel. And so that's why everything looks so screwy right now, because it's this fictional world of Fox News being superimposed onto objective reality. And so, of course, it doesn't work. Of course, the puzzle pieces don't fit. Of course, it looks insane. And imagine taking the pages of Lord of the Rings and building a government based on Lord of the Rings and hobbits and elves and dwarves and, you know, mystical magic. It just, no, it doesn't work. You can't do that.
I really want to read A Very Stable Genius, the book by Carol. Is it Carol Lenig? And what's his name? He is apparently just like, you know, staggeringly doesn't care to know. Like, he was at Pearl Harbor, like they were getting ready to take a tour of the actual like wreckage of the, you know, the battle scene. He's like, so what happened here again?
Philip Rucker.
Philip Rucker. Yes.
Yeah. Philip Rucker.
He really had no clue like the history of it. He knew there was a big battle at Pearl Harbor, but didn't know like at what point it happened in World War II. And
That again goes back to what I was saying about the Fox Newsification, the fictionalization of presidential policy right now. Donald Trump, all he knows about the presidency is what he has observed about the presidency on Fox News Channel. He has no sense. I mean, we had Barack Obama 8 years in the White House, who was a constitutional scholar. He understands the background, the origins of the presidency, the powers of the presidency, the evolving of that role, the traditions that surround that role in the American federal government. Donald Trump doesn't understand any of that. So Donald Trump believes that whatever he has heard on Fox News Channel must be the case. So in this case, with Donald Trump,
whatever the blondest man on screen said most recently.
That's right. Well, I mean, if he sits and listens to Fox News Channel for at least the Obama years, then he's going to hear that Obama did all of these things that Donald Trump is now trying to do. Because Donald Trump believes, according to Fox News Channel, of course, that all presidents do this shit. All presidents exploit American foreign policy in order to coerce interference in an election. He's just doing what everybody else does, and we're holding him accountable, so that's so unfair. It's so terribly unfair to do this to me, because all presidents did this, and you crazy Democrats didn't yell at the other presidents who try to do these things that I'm doing.
It's just terrifying that someone this staggeringly ignorant is in charge of the nuclear codes.
I know. That's the that's the thing that I try not to think about too often, because when I think of that, he's going to go back.
Kind of intrigued to see what John Bolton's going to do, because I think that he now has a vendetta.
Yeah,
like he's pissed at the Trump administration, and I think that like
his name came up with the Parnas. I'm sorry. Well, his name came up with the Parnas thing last night. So yeah. Parnas was talking about John Bolton, too. But yeah, please continue, because, yeah, Bolton is up to his eyeballs in this shit, too.
Yeah, but he was apparently another extensive note taker. like just
yeah.
constantly writing everything down. So he will have, if he decides that he wants to swing an axe at the Trump, you know,
yeah.
presidency, he knows where to hit. He right. knows where the bodies are, and he's got like records. But God damn it. I remember John Bolton's completely odious recess appointment to the United Nations.
I know.
And I've always thought he looked like, again, like he slept in his clothes. Like he's got like weird long stray hairs that stick off and that just like walrus mustache.
Yeah.
You know, and he's probably got like showers of dandruff like down the back of his blazer all the time. You know, like.
That's right.
He just,
On top of the natural.
But that's Washington. I mean, yeah. everyone, I've heard like, they, you know, there are people who arrive in Washington as sharp dressers and they immediately shed that. Like they drop it and become like.
Yeah,
Rand Paul.
I don't understand. There's
who looks like he's been attacked by his clothes.
There's a weird yeah. thing with politicians and lawyers where sometimes they have really eccentric, bizarre, nobody else has them kind of haircuts.
It's pure ego. It's because yeah. they are used to being the alpha dog in the room all the time, and nobody ever dares interrupt them or contradict them or say yeah. your hair doesn't look good. It's the same. The guy from Whole Foods, mm-hmm. the CEO of Whole Foods, has that like little kid haircut still.
Yeah.
You know, and it's god awful. But you know, nobody ever says to him, "Hey, buddy, that haircut is so wrong."
What do you say? I've never seen the guy from Whole Foods. What does he have, like a Buster Brown kind of Robbie Wrist Cousin Oliver haircut?
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. It's sort of Gallagher-y.
Oh, that kind of haircut.
It's that I'm going to make up for the fact that my hairline is running for the back of my head, you know.
That's right. So they grow the
like Donald Trump closing on a free Whopper bar, you know, like.
Yeah. Also, Parnas said yesterday that it was never about corruption. It was strictly about Burisma, which, of course, means Biden, which included. Right. Well, yeah, he says here it was strictly about Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. But needless to say,
Joe Biden was going to handle that all on his own.
Yeah.
You know, he was going to, I mean, he's gaffe prone. It's just the Joe Biden thing. He's insufficiently internally edited by his brain.
Yep.
And we would have gotten, by the time we get close to the convention, he will have harpooned his foot. Well, trust me on this.
I noticed while I was away that Don Jr. was making fun of Joe Biden's Don Jr. called gibberish. He said, "Oh, why? How long are we going to let Joe Biden get away with talking gibberish and that doesn't go anywhere?" Like, dude, have you heard your dad?
Dude, I have friends who've done cocaine with you. And yeah. It's like, I shouldn't say that out loud. I might get my friends in trouble, but.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. You have friends who did cocaine with Don Jr.?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, that's.
That when I said Donald Trump is running for president, that a friend of mine said, "Oh my God, I did so much coke with his kids."
Oh man. Holy shit. Well, I guess that is kind of. Breaking news. So you actually
I had mentioned this before.
No, you haven't mentioned this before. This is news to me. Otherwise, I would have made a bigger deal about it. But that doesn't. First of all, it doesn't shock me that Don Jr. has experience with the cocaine. But
look at any picture of that guy. His eyes bulging out of his head like that. I mean, he just is always geeked out.
Oh
like,
my God! Yeah, yeah. Don Jr. is 1,000% Patrick Bateman. In every way, shape, and form, including being
except that he probably doesn't have the upper body strength to really swing an axe.
That's true, except for the body. That's right. Don Jr. does not have Christian Bale's physique that he had in that movie.
He barely can accommodate normal human seating. His body just doesn't seem to bend in the right places, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the Trump curse. They all have these pear-shaped bodies. You know what I mean? They're just completely...
They look like they need furniture for creatures whose knees bend the other way.
I love that meme that goes around where it's all of them standing in a row. It's Eric, the president, Junior, and Ivanka, and they're all standing there very awkwardly, and the caption is, the Trumps coming out of their first standing class. It's like they're just learning how to stand up correctly, and that's as best as they can do.
It's just they always look like their human suits are itchy.
That's right. They're human suits, almost like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. That's their exactly. human suits. Yeah, that's why the president, that's why all the Trumps look so bizarre, because they're mm-hmm. wearing human suits. I would
and
say.
And one day it's going to split open, it's just going to be all like mandibles and eye stalks, and it's going to be just. And, yeah.
Mandibles and eye stalks. stocks. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, but it's not the human suits that you would see a space alien wear. These are human suits that you would see Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs wear. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cut rate human suits. They're cut rate, like Party City human suits that they got cheap because they got it. They know a guy who knows a guy and they got the suits from him. And they're a little, you know, wonky, but they work. We save so much money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine like Don Jr. down in his creepy basement sitting in front of a sewing machine naked?
Yeah, I think Ivanka was the one, actually, she supplemented the money for her human suit. So she looks less bizarre than the others because she had her own cash.
That's right.
To go ahead and go to Hong Kong and get a like, top-of-the-line one.
That's but, right. Her human suit is a sweatshop human suit.
Right.
That's like everything else. Oh, yeah. When we come back from this next break, we got to talk about how the White House has... What? What were you gonna say?
I was just like, if we come back from this break, like God help the audience should be so lucky.
I know, right?
That we don't come back from the next break with the human suits.
The White House broke the law by withholding Ukraine aid. We're gonna talk about that right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business. Proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
I have felt this way before. Been so happy, so serene. I have loved like this, I'm sure. But it was only when I dreamed.
Now, this is a group called Self Animation. A song called This Is True. Another recording artist we received word of just a couple days ago. So it's got that new music smell, so thank you. Thank you to everyone for submitting your music. But again, bobseska.com/music if you want to submit. Links in the description if you want to support all of our independent bands, and please do. This isn't about me, it's about them. We do have some breaking news, T-Rex.
Yes.
Apparently, I think the Senate jurors are being signed in to the process. It says here, Buzz Burbank's reporting, one by one, called to the clerk's desk alphabetically, regardless of party, each senator has now signed the bound oath book in which they swore to, quote unquote, do impartial justice. That's funny. They're going to do impartial justice. The Republicans in the Senate. Blah!
Do you think Lindsey Graham signed it with a pen with like a little fuzzy pink troll in the end?
This is so funny. Oh my God.
Little jingle bells hanging off of it, you know?
I hope
and an ink.
And you have to forgive my Cape Fear laughing at the idea of the Republicans doing impartial justice. Wow. As sarcastic laughter that gets. The senators have been warned to remain silent during the House presentation, they better do that, but you know, they've been known to have their little outbursts. You lie. Remember, you lie.
Is that guy still in office? Didn't he? Wasn't something happened to him that disgraced the hell out of him?
Yeah,
he raped someone or killed their dog or something.
You know who? I don't even remember that guy's name.
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson. Oh my God! Yeah,
South
you know
Carolina.
What?
So meanwhile, we got what's his face, that jackass that's auctioneer.
Doug Collins.
Doug fucking Collins.
Yeah, that was the great thing about my vacation there is because I didn't have to think about auctioneer Doug Collins and his Oh my God, get that guy some
good night here tonight. Yeah. I'm never to wait to have on
Doug Collins.
I have to do it here tonight. And now here.
And if you tell me, hey Bob, you're exaggerating, he doesn't really sound like that. Well, sure he does.
The old rules are the new rules, the new rules are the old rules. These rules were here all along.
That is an auctioneer if I've ever heard an auctioneer right there.
That is a cranium crying out for a hammer. I'm sorry. What?
Okay, so the White House broke the law by withholding Ukraine aid. This is another story that came down earlier today. The GAO, the General Accountability Office, concluded that the White House Budget Office violated the law by withholding military aid from Ukraine. And this is, again, another example where, you know, when Congress passes a law and the president signs that law, whether it's sanctions or it's a piece of domestic legislation or whatever, authorization for funding for something, then the president has to do that. Once you're president, you don't get to say,
even Richard Nixon had to bow to the law that says you have to do with Congress's money what Congress has said.
Yep. Well, here's the document from the GAO. In the summer of 2019, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, withheld from obligation funds appropriated to the Department of Defense for security assistance to Ukraine. In order to withhold the funds, OMB issued a series of 9 apportionment schedules with footnotes that made all unobligated balances unavailable for obligation. That's a fancy way of saying they said no. And remember, Mick Mulvaney is still in charge of OMB, on top of being the acting chief of staff. Yeah.
Again, it just sends a visceral shudder of revulsion to me. There's just something larval about Mick Mulvaney. He looks unformed somehow and slimy. And
yeah. So what you're saying, Mick Mulvaney is a kind of a maggot or like a...
Yep.
Like some sort of grub worm that you'd find in your garden or something like that.
Pre-pupil sort of...
Yeah. But I mean, talk about a guy who has to multitask. I mean, he was the pilot of my flight back from Colorado the other day. So that was nice. I couldn't believe Mick Mulvaney's doing that too as a sideline. I hope he doesn't crash the plane. This digest.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one to me. I don't get it.
That Mick Mulvaney is doing every job on the planet right now. That's the
job. He was your acting pilot.
He's the acting pilot in my flight. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. OMB withheld funds for a policy reason which is not permitted under the Impoundment Control Act, ICA. The withholding was not a programmatic delay. Therefore, we conclude that OMB violated the Impoundment Control Act. So we'll see. I mean, again, I go back to my overarching thesis from watching Lev Parnas last night. If these bastards get away with this shit, there is a serious malfunction in the American system. I mean, again, here's another great example. They broke this law. They should have done this. What I'd also like to see a GAO look into is to whether or not the State Department has executed some of the sanctions against Russia that were passed. I think it was a little bit more than a year ago. It was like September 2018-ish. Right. And for a long time, we didn't get any official word that the sanctions passed by Congress, signed by the president, were actually implemented.
I wonder if the State Department will respond at all to the fact that we've had an ambassador who's been apparently stalked, surveilled, and threatened.
Yes, let's not underestimate that part of all of this, because that can kind of get lost in the fire hose of news. That there was talk among these mobsters that they were going to take out, they were going to assassinate an American official, an ambassador to a nation because she was...
And the president was like, she's going to go through some things. I mean, he knew.
Yeah. Don Jr. knew. I mean, everyone was in the loop. I mean, Don Jr. was aware of this because the weird timing of his tweets about Yovanovitch matched their strategy. So when they're behind the scenes talking about, what do we do about Yovanovitch? You know, we got to whack the bitch. You know, Don Jr.'s there going, okay, tell me what to type next. And that's what he's... That's my Don Jr. impression. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
It's good. It was good. That was good.
What do I do next? Eric?
My name's Eric.
Hey, Eric, what do I put in about your mom and Mitch? What do I do about that woman? Do I say mean things about her, or do I just say, we're going to get her?
God.
Oh, it really, it's just thugs. They're just thugs. They're lying sacks of shit thugs. Every single one of them. President's a thug. He's always been a thug. And the fact that so many people, 62 million voters voted for Donald Trump, a thug, a lying thug. And their notion is that the guy who's lied 16,000 times since the inauguration alone is the only man in government who's telling the truth. That is a delusion. That is a mass delusion on the part of those 62 million people. It's not like
Donald— I will refer you back to Adam Serwer, though. It's like, as long as he continues to be shitty to the people that they hate,
he could
literally shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and get away with it. As long as he's like shitting on poor people and black people and Latinos and trans people, they will forgive anything.
Yep.
He could openly rape an underage girl on camera and they would just be like, oh, well, he was young and dumb. And they'd be like, it was 2 weeks ago. Like, well, Jesus forgives everything.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Or if there's video of Donald Trump shooting someone on Fifth Avenue and it's aired on MSNBC and CNN, and there are articles about it in the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Fake news.
I mean, actual video where he's pulling out a gun and going, okay, do you feel lucky, punk? And he pumps a couple of bullets into someone's brain and then walks away with his weird little limpy walk. And then...
it's the tiptoe shoes, you know?
That's right. Everyone was looking at him walking into that stadium for that college football game the other day. I'm like, yes, he has a weird walk. It's like Ned Beatty in Superman the movie. He's got that doofus dum-da-dum-da-dum kind of walk. And I don't know that it's any sort of weird affliction that he's got. I just think he walks in a weird way, like, because he does everything in a weird way.
He gets more weird and disoriented at sundown, though.
Yeah.
Are you saying
he's sundowning, or he just, when the day is over, he gets weirder because he gets tired?
No, I think he has some kind of, I do believe there is some clinical phenomenon going on there that could be measured if he would actually go to a real doctor and not that weird hair farmer who just signed the letter that Trump himself wrote, or that doofus, Mr. Happy Pills at the White House, whose career he just, like, everything Trump touches gets corrupted and infected and destroyed.
Right.
And that guy had been, I think, otherwise blameless, like, public servant, and then, like, gets tangled up in Trump's orbit and goes out and is like, President Trump is 6'5", with a beautiful Coke bottle figure, you know, like, he's the peak of health and could strangle a man with his little finger. You know, it's just like, he can swallow a whole turtle shell.
But see, that guy, Trump's doctor, his weirdo doctor, is the guy who confessed to Donald Trump calling him and asking him to make up Donald Trump's health report.
No, he came over in the limo and just sent it up for his signature. He'd already written it.
Yeah. But this guy is on the record as having said that. And meanwhile, all of Trump's red hats are going, I guess he is really healthy. He's the healthiest president in the history of healthy presidents. But no, he just, that's the gaslighting.
So
it's the weird.
It's so bizarre. But that is so far back.
I know.
In the pile of bullshit and the pile of, like, completely hallucinatory, delusional, like, who are you going to believe? The White House or your lion eyes moments? You know,
It's
all the way back to the crowd size at the inauguration.
You know, like when you have a full hamper and you're looking for something in that hamper, like, where's my extra sock? Is it in the hamper? You got to dig way down into the filth in order to get back to Donald Trump's bizarre
The workout
doctor.
Clothes that have started to kind of ferment down there.
Yeah.
And then something grabs your arm and pulls you. Yeah, wait, no, that's just...
Something bit me. God damn it. Exactly. You know, it's just like... Yeah, there's something weirdly sharp down there that you prick your finger with. It's just, God. That's the thing. Again, it's all so obvious. It's all so out there. And they're still going, why is everyone being so mean?
Well, because they have
mean?
The entire Republican Party to stand there and be like, what he said.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, even if they have, like, you know, his actual poop, like, dripping from their faces. They're like, I don't have my head up his ass. I'm just saying what's right.
Right. Like, I'm sorry, geez. I've got this shit on my face. Actually, I'm not sorry. There's no shit on my face. You're just seeing things. It's fake news that there's shit on my face. Okay.
I really wanted someone in the House to just turn to them and be like, what are y'all doing? Like, what are you doing, really? Because I'm curious. Just, you're standing here parroting Kremlin talking points.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you're the patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if nothing else, we should at least come out of the other side of this with no one questioning the patriotism of Democrats, but it won't happen.
Yeah.
Like, by the time this is over, the media will still be telling you that Democrats hate the military. And that, you know, it's
I mean, at any point did someone go, even one of these fucking Goombas who surround Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, did any of them at some point go, hey, you know, guys, this is probably not a good idea because it's really flimsy and stupid and obvious. But did anyone do that? Or did they all just get drunk on their power? They're all standing around at inside Trump International Hotel just getting hammered and talking about how great they are and how invincible they are. Maybe that's it.
The people I really feel for are the men that had to share locker rooms with them at various health clubs and schwitzes and spas around the world as they walked around with their cogs drooping and, you know, completely uncovered. Because the uglier and more disgusting and older you are at the gym, the less you wear around the locker room. It's a documented fact.
You're so right. That is the rules. That's the law when it goes.
The more anyone might want to look at you, the more you hide behind your locker door and, like, take your shorts off with a towel around your waist. You know, it's like.
That's right. I can totally see Rudy Giuliani just skulking around the health club, just long balls, just
hairy back
down to his knees. And,
ugh, yeah, and just like with this, like, you know, unlit cigar in the locker room, like talking about the
two
the
words,
dinks and the dinks and the donks and the bitches and the, you know, like
two words, skin tags.
Oh, no. Goodbye. No. We're not doing that to show. I'm sorry.
Postmortem
show. In fact, I don't even know who you are.
Postmortem show. Anymore. Coming up next, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Bye-bye.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.